Vayishma Yisloi Koyen Midian Choysen Moshe Eskola Sheroso Elokim Le Moshe Le Yisrael Amoi Ki Hoytzi Hashem Es Yisrael Mimitzroim Vayishma Yisloi Rashi brings down Mash Shmuo Shoma Vebo Kriyas Yamsuf Milchem Esamore. All of the Mefarshim, all of the Magidim, Mashmu Shoma Vebokri as Yamsuf and Milchemes Amolek. So the Kash is who told Rashi? The Mechilte, who told the Mechilte? Mechilte said that these are the two things that he heard. The Yukim from the Psukim. But what are the Shaykhs Kri as Yamsuf and Milchemes Amolek? Maybe I'll say Kriyas Yamsuf, Yerida Samon, Anuda Amuda Eish, Be'er Shel Miriam. Not only that, if you ask me, Milchemes Amolek looks like the smaller Nisim. A war. Was wars, Ma'azum Ha'olam. Wars are happening. Maybe Amolek were very strong. Say that. But Kriyas Yamsuf, it's a festiness. Milchemes Amolek. Why these two are chosen? Even that later Rashi says, "Vayishma Yisrael koyim mir chois moish eskola sheroso was kola sheroso yirida samon be'er amolek." It's everything he hears. But the Vayishma Yisrael, mashmu shoma vebokri as yamsuf milchemes amolek. What is so special? So one pshat the Mefarshim say that Yisroi, he heard that Hashem made Kriyas Yamsuf to Klal Yisroel. We know Yisroi was Evid Avid Zorah, Rashi brings down, he tried everything. Hashem likes the Yidden. Why he likes them? He liked Avraham Avinu. It doesn't mean that it's the right nation. Yisroi is not looking to go to the place just where the presents are. He wants to go where is the right place to be. When he heard about Milchemes Amolek, when he heard about that Verofu Yedeya Minateire, Amolek came, he realized it's not that Hashem is giving Klal Yisrael. He's giving them, and if they don't behave, he punishes them. This is what he likes. This is real. The Milchemes Amolek, the first time Klal Yisrael are going out of Mitzrayim, the first time they miss Friday, they miss Motzei Shabbos, Amolek comes. Doesn't make a difference. Rofu Yedeim in Adeira means Friday. It was better even for Friday. It was Friday afternoon. That's what I heard once. They say that, you know, the Finnish man, the Omar, the Teirim Nidno B'Shabbos. So the Cheshbin is that when the week before, by Yachmi Barafini was Friday. So the whole Cheshbin, that the first Rofu Yedeim in Adeira was on a Friday. Because Aleph Nisan, we'll see in the end of the parasha, Vayisu Merafidim. They come to Midbar Sinai, Aleph Sivan, and Lefi Decheshbin, if B'Shabbos Nitno Teiro, so and B'Zayin B'Sivan Nitno Teiro, so it means that Refidim was the Friday. I'm not going out to the Cheshbonis. But we call Mekoyim, Yisroi saw that Kriyas Yamsuf, the Mefarshim say Givaldik. Rashi doesn't say Kriyas Yamsuf Venitzochoin Amolek. No. Later Rashi speaks about Vemilchemes Amolek. This is what he liked, the fire. The fighting. That what made him become. Not the winning Amolek. The Milchemes Amolek. Not what Yisroi liked. That when Klal Yisrael don't keep the Torah, so Amolek comes. But I saw this week a beautiful vow for Moshe Sternbuch that I want to share with you. He takes it even to his levels. You know, it's the role of the Eilach HaRedis, but we'll try to take it till that level, yeah? The rest I'll say Beremiza, his, where he takes it to the next step. So he asks also a discussion, Milchemes Amolek. But I will start with a different question that he asks. Moshe has two kids. Vayikach Yisroi Chois in Moshe. Shemo Echot Gershom, Ki Omar Gero Isi Be'eretz Nochriyo. V'sheim ha'echad Eliezer Rashi tells us the famous story that we knew a little bit, that when he killed the Mitzri, Dosan Va'aviron, they went to say Lashonara on him, Paroi catched him, and Hashem made his anes, and his neck became like marble. Rashi is updating the pasuk. Not Vayatzileini Micherev Paroi. Paroi want. This is the reason this medrash Rashi never told us about it. When we learn Chumash Moshe, we knew that Moshe was in trouble, he was running away. But Rashi here, as Pshutei Shel Mikra learns, Vayatzileini Mecherev Paroi, from the sword of Paroi. And Rashi says he had a neck, and the neck became marble, and the knife didn't cut it. Mamish Kepshutei. Rashi is a Ripshat. If Rashi wanted to say that Medrash, he had to say it already when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Rashi, the Medrash, Rashi says, I'm not a Medrash, I'm a Pshat. But here to explain the pure Zam, Chumash Pshat. I'm asking you, so when that story happened, when he ran away to Mitzrayim, then he came to Yisro's house, and he was living there for a while. Baruch Hashem, he has a baby boy. What do you give the first name? Thank you Hashem for saving me, right? Then, Gero Yisi Beretz Nochriya. The first name, Gershom, was very not a common name then, now it became a common name. Ki Gero Yisi Beretz Nochriya. Then Hashem, I really owe you a course of faith. I'll give you a name. Eleki Avi Be'ezri. What name you would give first? Vicky, what name you would give first? Eliezer. If I think Moshe Sternbuch. I mean, that's I learned it mamash. First time I started was 20 minutes ago. This reason for me, it's Zobel Chodosh. 25 minutes ago, I'm sorry. Yeah? I forgot the 5 minutes already. I'm speaking here. Yeah? Zogte Moshe Sternbuch, a gewaldike Wort. I'm a little bit saying it. My nusas. It's a captain saying. But I took it from him. I'm just a little bit fixing it to say it in the right way. It says like this. I'm going back to the first question. Kriyas Yamsuf Milchemes Amolek. Yisroel had a kasha. So much people saw the miracles. Where all these people are? He realizes if you stay by the goyim, you could see all of the miracles in the world and nothing changes. Remember when they went to Rav Steinman, you know, they have these kids, autistic kids, that some people hold that they could say what is going on. I'm not going into the discussion if it is, if it's not. You know, they give them the computer and it's all going to fashid in the voice, yeah? It's a big argument if it exists or not, all of that thing. But they went to Rav Steinman, Rav Steinman said, I don't understand. So where is the Balei Tshuvas that are coming out after such a kid? The Talmud says, miracles are hell, miracles are him, nothing helps. If you live in a Goya Sheveg, back in the Ummas HaOlam, the whole world saw. Yisroel had a kasha, given Kriyas Yamsuf. How a Molech could become a Molech? The Talmud says, you could see Yad Hashem, if you live in your world, you could become a Molech. Shoma Kriyas Yamsuf, and he saw what happens to people that don't become close to the Teire, that even that knowing that Hashem has created the world, tomorrow you could be a Molech, he realized he has to pack up and come to be a part of Klal Yisrael. Because if he will stay where he is, the biggest zach, you hear people, they go to hear this mamish, the guy speaks a nes, he fell from a plane and they saved him, and you go out so, and you know, mamish, such a festive chizuk. And 2 days later, you meet this person on the beach in Miami, yeah? What happened? By night, he went to this beautiful lecture, and by morning, is again eating sushi on the beach, yeah? What happened? The Talmud says, the big lights, if you don't have where to put them with Teire, is garnished. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem saved him. He knows when I'm by Yisroel, that Yisroel is over the Avodah Zarah. to remember Gero Yisi Be'eretz Noichrio. It's not my place. Then I'll make memories for the miracles. I will say Eliezer, Eliezer, of a bis Gershon will be born. Ichshin Zaynish Ken Moshe Rabbeinu. I have to remember Ki Gero Yisi Be'eretz Noichrio. Avram Avinu says Beira Oilom Klal Yisrael will be lost in Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells that Moshe Rabbeinu, this is what Chaskin Avramsky told him. This is what Moshe Shtomber brings from Chaskin Avramsky B'Shem Rabbi Isaac Rabbi Yitzchak Chover. Ki ger'i ezarcho be'eretz lo Elohim. Don't worry, the Golus of Mitzrayim will not be like some Goluses today that people feel that they own the country, they could choose who is the president. They will not feel like that. Don't worry, that Golus will not be so bad like the other Golusim. Golus of Mitzrayim, they will feel that it's Golus. Because if there be a Golus that they feel that they could be the one that choose the president, then it's very, very dangerous. So Hashem told him, don't worry, Mitzrayim is not so bad. They will feel Gerim Be'eretz Le'Elohim. They will feel Gerim Be'eretz Le'Elohim. A person that forgets, he said, what happened, Europe, they were in a ghetto the whole time. When Germany led the first time Yidden to go out of the ghettos, we lost a large part of Klal Yisrael. You understand how much people Hashem with Torah, and how much power. You know, 300 years ago was not a year that was the Mechal Shabbos. We don't understand that. We're in the ghettos. The ghettos finished. Life became good. I was so feeling, you know, the ghettos, the kids were depressed. They could go after Derech. I had a hint, but everyone said Hashem with Shabbos. We opened it for everyone, and look what happened. Because they stopped to feel Be'eretz Lo Elohim. First, Moshe Rabbeinu knows before thank you, before remembering Nisim, to remember the Ness doesn't help if you don't feel Kiger, it's not my place, I don't belong here. If you start to be Mischaver to the Goyim, all of the Ruchnias that you have inside you doesn't have a key. First Eliezer, first Gershom, then Eliezer. Yisroi Shoma Milchames Amolek, he saw, look, Shomu Ami Mirgozu, and Amolek comes. I think that I got such a chizuk, I could stay here. My mechutnes Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, no, 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 no. He realized I have to leave everything. I have to go to the midbar, because if not, nothing will stay. He takes it to the next level, you know. And, but you know, we don't want to go into it, especially it's recorded. But you have to understand, you know, he's from the Eid HaRedi, to take the rest. But he explains how he's masbir. How it's important not to be apart and not to feel that you belong. Yeah, but if you want later. Weiter. Vayoba Yisroi Chosem Mishve Bono Veishto El Moshe Lamidbor Asher Ruchoi Neshom Vayemer El Moshe Ani Chosro Yisro Bo Elecho Vayeitze Moshe Likas Chosnoi Vayishtachu Vayishakloi Vayishalu Ishle Reyu Lesholem. ויספר מוישה לחוסנו את כל אשר עושה השם לפארו למצרים על ארץ ישראל על כל התלו. סגרוב says that was a din not only to מקרבים למען תספר בו אוזני בינכו ובן בינכו to מספר יציאס מצרים. And then we have the hard parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu goes down from Har Sinai and everyone stands in line. ויער חויסן מוישה את כל אשר הוא עושה ויאמר מו הדבר הזה אשר אתה עושה לאום. זה אילם קומת אז שיילס ויאמר לא יטויב הדבר אשר אתה עושה. It's not good what you do. נובל טיבול גם אתו גם האום הזה אשר הימחו כי כובד ממחו הדבר לא יתוכה לעשוי. ישראל tells them it's not good. I'll give you a system. Sorry Alofim, Sorry Meris, Sorry Chamishim, Sorry Asoris. And here's the famous question. A Ness that Yisrael came. Only think if Yisrael would not come, we'd be standing queuing up in the line to Moshe Rabbeinu until today, no? A Ness that Yisrael came. Ari lechu etz astirat ha'emuna. We believe that when Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe, He gave it with all of the abilities of Moshe to be a manik, to be a leader, to know how to teach. No, Moshe was teaching Torah, schooling was very bad, and Ness came a guy and gave us an idea how to take care of it. Mamish. Yisroi, Shakeach. I don't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he got the Torah, he didn't get the way from a soul of Yeshua of Yeshua Leskeinim. So the Welt says, sometimes you need someone from outside to tell you. And Moshe Rabbeinu to say that he didn't have the system, he needed someone from outside to say it. I saw a ksaviyad from Rebbe Cholan Wasserman. Some people printed out, it's a vikuach if it's mezuyah or not, but it's printed from Rebbe Cholan that Moshe Rabbeinu also thought about it, but he thought maybe it's hard for him, so he has negias, so he didn't want to stop it. He was waiting that someone from outside would tell him. What is the real answer? The real answer is Rashi and Dvorim. Va'oimar lochem ba'is azeis. The beginning of Chumash Dvorim. Eicho eso levadi torchachem umasachem verevchem. Kru lochem anoshim. Chulu. Vatan u'oisi vatoimru. Toi vadovor asher dibarto la'asois. Vatanu oisi, Rashi says in Dvorim, Chalatetem adovor la'ana'aschem. Hoyo lochem loima rabbeinu Moshe. Mimino elil moed. Mimcho o mitalmidcho. Loim imcho shenitztarto aleo. Moshe Rabbeinu has a tiny on Klal Yisrael. You had to say no. Chalatetem adovor la'ana'aschem. Hoyo lochem loima rabbeinu Moshe, mimino elil moed. Mimcho o mitalmidcho. Lo imimcho shenitztarto aleh. Moshe is expecting Klal Yisrael to say no. So the answer is, Vaistois, if Klal Yisrael would say no, Moshe, we want to learn from you, they would manage. They didn't have that Mesiras Nefesh. But if Moshe could tell Klal Yisrael, why you didn't say no? Why you didn't say no? He had a taina on them. Why they didn't say no? So there's no taina on Moshe why he doesn't go down the mountain. Rabbi said, I have a system. This is what Hashem said. Well, listen. He started a very strange system. Everyone stands to learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. Yisrael says, no one can handle it. He says, Rabbi said, Yisrael says, you can't handle it. He was expecting, no, Moshe will be Moshe Nefesh L'Teire. And they would manage. They were missing it. So it was a tiny and Klal Yisrael. But look what Rashi says. Chalatetem adovor la'ana'aschem. Hoyo lochem loima rabbeinu Moshe. Mimino elil moed. Mimcho oy mitalmidcho. Loim mimcho shenitztarto aleo. Moshe is telling them, you had to say no. You had to say you want to learn by me. I would say, why it's better to learn from Moshe Rabbeinu from learning from someone else? Because he's original. He heard it with Skarov himself. And he heard it from Rav Nochem Alein. No. He heard it from Hashem. So I'll hear from his Talmud. He says it better. No chisol. Adarabba. I connect more to my Rebbe. No problem. Moshe says, you know why I'm a better Rebbe? Because I was Moshe Nefesh. Rabbeinu Moshe, mimino elil moed. Mimcho y mitalmidcho. Loi mimcho shenitztarto. Some people say, no, he mamish knows. Other guy says it better. The shayla, velcha Rebbe is Moshe Nefesh more. When you go to choose a Rebbe, the Rebbe that is Moshe Nefesh. Moshe tells Klal Yisrael, you had to choose me. I was Moshe Nefesh. Rabbeinu Moshe, hoyo lochem loima, Rabbeinu Moshe, mimino elil moed, mimcho y mitalmidcho, loim mimcho shenitztarto aleo. That was the reason that Moshe wanted Klal Yisrael to say no. Vahisu merefidim vayavoyu midbar Sinai. This pasuk is a big yesod. Rashi says, we know that they were in Refidim. The pasuk had to say, vayavoyu midbar Sinai. So Rashi has a shver. Vayisu merefidim vayavoyu midbar Sinai. Rashi למה הוא צריך לחזור ולפורש מאיך הנוסו ועל הכבר כוסוף שברפידים היו חיינים בידוע שמשום נוסו אלו להקישו נסיוסו מרפידם למיוסו למדבר סיני מה ביוסו למדבר סיני בתשובו אף נסיוסו מרפידים בתשובו We know שרופו ידיים בתאירו They came to our Sinai כאיש אחד בלב אחד Pasuk wants to tell us it didn't start when they arrived in our Sinai. When they left Refidim already, they did a tshuva. Wasn't after me. Then when Rav Shmuel Levitz would say, "Alamo," when people would tell him like Lomdas with none of Kemine, he would say that was a big smart person. I forgot his name. Sheshka, I don't know exactly his name. Like 1,000 years ago, like a big philosophy. He said he read an article that Sheshe, his name is Sheshe. The Sheshe was not really him, it was his brother with the same name. Yeah? The whole time it could be that brother, yeah? They found out that Sheshe is not Sheshe, it's his brother with the same name. Yeah? So that is the person, yeah? It wasn't enough community, they left Refidim. It's a tshuva. Zog the Netziv, a lot of people say, Sunday, a new week, I'm starting. These people will never be zeichet the Kabbalah Satayah. Keshem shebiyosom le Sar Sinai b'tshuva, kach nesiyosom mirefidim b'tshuva. The winning point is not to say, tomorrow I will start. Tonight. Okay, I'm deciding I'm changing. Open the Gemara and start. That is the key that brings a person to come to the high madrigas. מה ביוסום להסינה בתשובה, אף נסיוסום מרפידים בתשובה. חזל ה-teaching us the soida וקבול הסתירה. They didn't say, summer זמן will be a different זמן. Okay, I see now the window, but as Hashem, summer will be a better זמן. Summer, I'm planning also Friday, Shabbos, I'm not going to touch. Summer will be already. You know, it's not really, I started to go to hotels, people came to me, but as Hashem, summer I plan to be in Bismarish the whole time. Never. כשם שביוסם להר סיני בתשובה, כך נסיוסם ברפידים בתשובה. It's a תנאי. ואיסו מרפידים ויבואו מדבר סיני. The הצלוחת מדבר סיני is, and the reason it's like that, that when a person starts a new page, he never won his weakness. ענו אסכולה. He didn't win. ענו אסכולה, תראו דעת אסכולה, stops. Speak to the guy, yeah, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow I learn Shtark, yeah? And that's it, when you speak to him at 12 o'clock one night so that I can go to sleep right away, yeah? Speak to him at 10 o'clock, yeah, tomorrow I'm starting Shtark. And now what he does from 10? Schmoozes for another half an hour. Tomorrow he's planning Shtark. It's Golish, tomorrow he will start Shtark till he will stop. Say the famous vote on Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, I don't know if it's true, I don't know if you're allowed to say the story, but this is what they say. That, you know, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz knew Shas. Babli, Yerushalmi, Emes, Imam, Shnu, Baal, Peh. When they were in Shanghai, they had a ktzeis, they were missing a page. So Reb Chaim written in handwriting that page that was missing. The Bokhi here told me his grandfather has that ktzeis in the house. They bought it. Yeah? So in the dining room, in the yeshiva, you know, at the Bokhi, then, I don't know how it goes today, I was never here breakfast, but everyone speaks and learning, Mr. Amir also, yeah? Cooking and learning. And sometimes the argument is missing a sefer. So every time they go to Reb Chaim, he would say the lashon, and then they would carry on eating. Someone told me that I think one of the floors here is like that. I don't know on what dining room. One of the floors is like that. One is for sure not. Yeah, but no mishana. So they went over to Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz and they asked him, "Where is the tesis?" And he didn't have the lashon on his fingers. He got up without benching and ran and started to learn. And Chazit Shas again. Yeah, I don't know if you're allowed to say that story without benching some stomach. You have to, but forget about the kasha, yeah? So they asked, he said, if I would wait for benching, I would never Chazit Shas again. I said, okay. So after benching, okay, that taste is boom, maybe that page, I'm big tag house. When he had that boom, I have to change, miyat. When the spark comes, then is that sloch. Bismillah the Pshat, he went to Bismillah, and then after a couple minutes he came back to the bench. That's Bismillah the Pshat, the story. If it happened. Aber mikol makoyim, When Klal Yisrael decide to change, if they will say, okay, we're going to Har Sinai, we're starting there, it's not a start. Let's say a person could make his chashas. But remember, Vayisu mirefidim vayavoyu midbar Sinai. First, we say this is a very important thing. It's not partial. Koisoyma lebes Yaakov v'tagi lebnei Yisrael. Everyone knows Koisoyma lebes Yaakov. To the girls, you have to speak soft and comfortable. V'tagi lebnei Yisrael. Dvorim koshim kegidim. Everyone says, if you have a bench and you're there, lishol ve'at psachloi. Right? What is ve'at? Ve'ato. To she'en you're there, lishol. You have such a son. You have to speak to them like a mother. You have to be like a mother. You have to be like a girl. So when you have a sheni de alisho, sometimes the father has to be soft. Sometimes you have a kid. It's the edge after that. So sometimes the father also has to be like, kosema lebes Yaakov, tag bnei Yisrael. I'm always a bnei Yisrael, then you have to talk to them like a girl. See? I'm asking you a shayla. Who comes first, men or ladies? And our Torah is men. Right? Ish le'atzil v'ish le'atzil. I would say, Ko sagi lebnei Yisrael, v'tema lebes Yaakov. Why it starts with lebes Yaakov? It's an important thing. I will start with a story. The stipler was Kodesh Kodoshim. I had the same shal in my shul in Givat HaMiftah. Very big, growing community. First, I started to become Rav. First time I was there, probably with Simchas Torah. It was a shayla again, the mechitzas with the Simchas Torah, with the ladies, with the girls. Like the shayla that happens in every place. Navada, you have to make very strict gdorim. But the shayla, I'm going back to the stipler. And this is what I heard from a chaver of mine that was there. I was not there, you know, I don't want mechoes. But I heard from a chaver of mine that was there. And they came to the stipend and they claimed that, you know, there's a snoshim, the curtains a bit open and the dancing. It's Bnei Brak, Lederman, don't worry, you know, we're speaking opening that some of the fifth level of the layer, you know, the fifth layer was off. That, you know, with a magnifying glass you could see through the screen. And stuff, that is the getter of the opening of Bnei Brak, yeah? And they went to the stipend. What's through? The stipend told them, you want them to support the husband to sit and learn the whole day? They have to see the Simchas HaTorah. If they be a part of the happiness of Torah, a part of the excitement of Torah, they could stand behind the husbands. Bocher comes home, he gets married, go to yeshiva, yeah? Oh, it's givaldik, it's nice, it's learning, it's fun, it's amazing. He gives her to be a part of that Simcha, she could stand behind him. If he doesn't give her a part of that, just have to go to shiur, come back, she doesn't feel excited, she can't stand behind that. The yesod of Klal Yisrael is that the noshim stand behind the husbands. If you want Klal Yisrael to be matzliach, you have to make sure that the bisyankiv is with. It's important that the bisyankiv person will not say in his life, get a shidachosa. I'm learning good, I'll take a girl, I'll teach her after what is Avas HaTorah. She will teach you before what is Avas Mamon. Yeah? First, the Bisyankiv has to be ready. Then, Tagid Lebnei Yisrael. So, when Moshe Hashem tells Yah Moshe Rabbeinu, first, make the ladies to understand Kabbalah Sateire. When they will stand behind Kabbalah Sateire, we could speak to the men. But if we'll speak to the men before the ladies,
we call
ויוצא מוישה סהום והר סיני אושן כולו מפני אשר יורד עולב השם בו איש. והר סיני אושן כולו ויעל השונוי כאיש הנקיף שם ויחד כל ההר מאוי. אז ברדן אין המדרש אושן כולוי הזה דוס אינטיירה. In the beginning it looks dark and hard. וירד השם על הר סיני ואימר השם מוישה רד רד באום. And then we have the Aseres HaDibros, we'll get back to it. וכל העם רואים את הקולות ואת הלפידים ואת כל השופר ואת ההר אושן ויער העם וינועו ויעמדו מרחוק. וכל העם רואים את הקולות. They saw the קולות. Rashi says, רואים את הקולות. רואי מסנישמה שיאפשר לירויס במוקי מחר. They saw the coilus. Rashi brings down in Shabbos רואי מסקוילויס. What is רואי מסקוילויס? They saw the coilus. The apple pisha coil in a nire, zen nire, shadibu hoyo by mamish. The mocker is Mechilte. The Mechilte says, so you show me mesan nire. ורואים את הנשמה שומעים את הנירה ורואים את הנשמה. This is the medrash. שומעים את הנירה ורואים את הנשמה. רוצה לומר שכל כך נסבט על מהם אז כל כך עשה גשמיס עד שכל מציאוס עניין המוחש הגשמיס. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner in Shaar Gimel, it's one of the big secrets, I heard it from the Meir Stern. Steht a gewaltige Zach. Klal Yisrael roim es ha-koilis. What was the big Zach? They saw the koilis. Saw the koilis. They saw the koilis. The Gemara in Shabbos brings down any of the is a coilus. What? They saw the coilus, eh? So we should decanes. When I was a kid, like I understood that like they saw the letters, yeah? Like when I learned half about the waves, they saw the waves walking. You know? But the Mechilta says two more words. Rotzeloimar, so you show me mesanire. ורואים את הנשמה. They heard the nire, the mountain they heard, the fire they heard, the coilus they saw. What happened in Har Sinai? They heard the mountain, they heard the fire, they heard the, and they saw the difference. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner explains in Shaar Gimel that what happened in Maimed Har Sinai when Klal Yisrael became, it says like this, Lamashal, you want to explain to someone what is a door. This is a door, it's very clear. This is a wall, moving wall. It's also very clear. I want to explain to you, so this you could see. I want to explain to you that 5 and 5 is 10. You understand it. Right? You could hear it. You can't see it. Bemaimad Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael became in such a high madrege, Gashmias, they were mufka from Gashmias, and they were close to Ruchnias. When you're close to Ruchnias, you see the Ruchnias. It doesn't mean that you see the words jumping in the air. You see the Ruchnias. Yeah? The Gashmias, they couldn't see anymore the Gashmias. They heard. They understood the Gashmias. Was a pchina of roim es akoilos, zog de mechilte, shoinim es anire, ve roim es anishma, that was the madrege. You have to understand, and when you come to Ruchnias, there's nothing but to explain what is a bench, what is a mountain. You can't understand it. You can understand it, but you don't see it. It's not clear by you what is Gashmias. Gashmias, if you will explain the Malochim, Kivyochel, that is a world that there people pretend that they're walking and they're going. Yeah? The someone that is full of Ruchnias is like something like what we think about Ruchnias, yeah? And the sky and everything. It's a world with people are moving and they push and they feel and they think that it's real. It's like, so you almost can't understand it. And Maimed Har Sinai, this what happened. Roim es anishma v'shoimim es anire. This is Shar Gimel Perik Yud Alef Reb Chaim Valoshina. It's not the Pshat Stam. It was a special miracle. They saw letters jumping. V'yayimu el Moshe daber ato imonu v'nishmo v'al yedaber elokim penomus. So Chazal say that בדיבור ראשון יוצא נשמוסו. And הקדוש ברוך הוא made it chias amazing. And they were scared at the second דיבור that they will not come back. So they asked, אל תראו, so the question is, Hashem spoke to them, Porcho Nishmoso, and Hashem made it Chias Amesim. And they were scared. And they asked, we're scared. What is the pshat? So I heard him once in Givaldi Kevot. They saw that Hashem already was Mechayin them for the first time. So why they were scared that Hashem was with them again? Hashem made Chias Amesim in the first time. He will make Chias Amesim in the second time. Say over Amesim and Maril Diskin, the doctors told him that he's not allowed to eat chant. It's very dangerous for him. Came to the Shabbos, the kids were moving away the chant. He said, no, I want the plate of the chant. If you don't eat chamin b'Shabbos, chashi yotzduki. Right? You have to eat chant. If you don't eat chant, chashi yotzduki. Because the tzdukim, literally, sevaru eish, you're not allowed to have fire running in your house in Shabbos. We learn shadlay sevaru eish, you're not allowed to light the fire. For the tzedukim was no warm food on Shabbos day. While we want to show that we are, we have running fire. We just don't cook in Shabbos. We don't put on the fire. So this is the reason Klai Yisrael made a kind of food that has to be burning the whole night. That is called chant. And it's called chamin. And we eat it by day. This means some people eat soup by night also. There's also soup you can't keep hot. Chod, you can keep hot by night. You can't keep it hot till the morning. So you eat chod by day. And by night the soup, but I'm not going into the soup, is not so. But you have to eat chamin. Some people take a cup of tea if they can't eat chod by day. But you have to eat something hot. So the Maradiskin was forcing to give him the chod. And he ate the chod and nothing happened to him. The week later, the kids put chod on his plate. So the doctor said, it's dangerous, why are you putting it on my plate? So, last week we told you it's dangerous, you ate the chop. This week we already saw that you're right, the chop is not Kodesh, it's not Mazik. So, last week I trust Hashem. I knew nothing will happen to me. Now I trust last week something will happen to me. Last week I ate Mesuras Nefesh, Shabbos, not Mesuras Nefesh. I know last week. Same thing, Horon. Avram jumped into the fire, he was okay. Horon jumped in because Avram was saved. It doesn't help. Klai Yisrael, on the first Dibra, they were Meisar Nefesh. They died. Hashem Yitcheh is amazing. Now they know that Hashem saves. If Hashem saves, well, it's not Mesilus Nefesh to the Torah. We're scared. Now we're scared that our Mesilus Nefesh will not be the right Mesilus Nefesh. So Hashem, we're scared Hashem will speak to us. We're not in that Madrege. The first time we're masking to listen to Hashem, Nafshi Yotzo B'Dabro Imoi. The second time we'll know Nafshi Yotzo B'Dabro Imoi, it comes back in 2 more minutes. Then they really were scared. Person has to have the Mesilus Nefesh to Teir with the ganze lep, with the ganze lep. Let's finish. It's pretty late. It says, Noitza Chesed lo alofim. Sagt Rashi, nimmt das Mida Teiva, Yeseiro al Midas Poronius, Achas al Chamesh Mois. Shemidas Poronius steht 4 Deures, right? Shalom Ovis al Bonim al Shileishim al Rabbeim. And here in Asar Sadribes, Vaisa Chesed la Alofim la Alpaim Do. So Mida Teiva is 500 times on Mida Ro. Mida Ro is 4 Deures, Mida Teiva is 500. So the kasha is, so what is Neitzach Chesed La'alofim? Hashem will keep the Chesed to 2,000 years, right? We know that the world is only Kayim 6,000 years. So how much is every day? 3 years? How you Limshat Neitzach Chesed La'alofim? He will keep the Chesed to 2,000 years. Rashi says, it's 500 times more for Midoro. Midoro he will pay till 4 dirhams, Midotoyba to 500 dirhams. 500 dirhams. I'm sorry, to 2,000. 2,000 is 500 times more from 4 dirhams. Midoro 4 dirhams, Midotoyba 2,000. Midotoyba, Meruba, Midoro. L'chaura, if the world is only Kayim 6,000 years, how you be Neitzel Chesed La'alofi? This kasha, the Tesis of Chadoshim and Makis Peregimel and the Mishnayis, Frank this kasha. We'll stop here.